The Steps of Safety campaign have been trying to get some road safety features in place at that junction, which is dangerous. There have been a lot of accidents there, and the police, as you probably people are probably aware, only record the serious accidents, but there are a lot of other accidents that happen there as well. Indeed, one of our council members was recently hit off his bicycle, and luckily he wasn't badly injured, but his bicycle was a write-off. So there are accidents happening there all the time, but it's also extremely frustrating. And we feel, from a business point of view, if you're trying to turn right at that junction in towards Cromer, it's a costly exercise, and that's why we're currently appealing to businesses to help with the funding. The estimate from the county council, who have now agreed that a compact roundabout would be a suitable solution to the problem, is £552,000, and that's been reduced. And they were looking for match funding. They were put half of the funding on the table, and they were looking for half the other half from local sources. The district council and the parish and the town councils and the National Trust have pledged some money, but obviously there's still a shortfall. The county council have reduced the shortfall by things like saying that the road surface won't need to be redone for some period afterwards. So they've reduced the deficit by about £50,000. So we're bringing it down, but it's still over £100,000 at the moment. And so we're asking local businesses if they would be prepared to put something towards it. And we have had some pledges already.
I was going to say, what sort of reaction have you had?
We've had some. And we would like some more, because there is a fairly short time scale. County Council have said that we really need to have things in place by the end of March, which presumably is the end of their financial year, because otherwise the money might go somewhere else, and it would be a real uphill struggle to get this back on the table again. So we really, really feel we've got to make valiant efforts to try to get some funding in place, and hopefully then the county council will find a little bit more, although they said there's no more there.
How important is this?
It's extremely important. It's the we consider it's a gateway to North Norfolk. Anybody coming from the south is going to use that junction. People coming from the Midlands to get to the other side of the county use that junction. Tourism is a big part of the economy of North Norfolk. We pride ourselves in being a nice, peaceful, unfrustrating place, and it's a very frustrating junction. And as I said before, it must be very frustrating for people trying to run businesses who, there's a lot of big lorries come nowadays. The traffic, John Blair, who's the chairman of Felbrigg Parish Council, lives on the Felbrigg Road, and he says that, the traffic increase since he went to live there is enormous. So
this seems a very unusual way of doing it, to appeal for businesses to help.
Well, we think it's possibly the first from the county, and so we're guinea pigs in a way, and we'll just have to see what happens. And as I say, we have had some pledges already, and we're hoping we'll get some more.